We couldn't have done it without you.
Happy birthday, T95.
Happy birthday, T95. 40 awesome years.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, T95.
Celebrating 40 years in Wichita. The Rock Station, T95.
Hi, I have John.
Hey, John, it's Meatball. Hi. With T95. What's up, brother?
What's up? How are you?
I'm fantastic. About yourself, man? You guys have been busy.
Yeah, we have been, man. We've been, we finished the record, and we've been doing all the press and the videos, and now we're doing the tour rehearsals as we start shows in a couple days here with in Texas and Oklahoma with Marilyn Manson and Bush. And then we go out with Five Finger and Shine, Five Finger and 3 Days Grace, Tired from the Gods, so for the rest of the year. So we're just gearing up for this whole big release and tour.
Yeah, we've got a chance to talk with Tommy a couple of times, and he seemed to indicate none of you guys really want to stop working or take a break or anything at all. You all have this mentality of just keep going.
Yeah, we were prepared for that mentality. I think the difference between me and Tommy's opinion is that we really didn't have a choice whether we liked it or not, because if you're smart, because if the band's doing well, there's no, in any sense of business, form of business, if something's doing well, you don't take a break.
Sure.
So that was the mentality, but also the expectation from the label and management. So it wasn't really a choice, but we had no problem delivering that kind of work ethic, because we're excited about what's happening.
It really is something special with this band, because it was a group of people. All of you guys came from other pretty successful bands and put this together, and it has absolutely exploded within just a couple years of existing, and now you're already releasing your second record.
I know, it's crazy. We just released our first debut in May 2018, and here we are, October 2019, with our, we toured for about 10 or 11 months, and now we have our second record coming out, and the response and the success of the first record was something much beyond our expectations. People seem to know that the band has picked up a lot of steam, and we're just rolling with it.
Well, that steam is definitely rolling. Nation coming out this week. Everyone expects something different, but more the same with bands and their differing records and stuff. What would you say is kind of the focal point of this one as opposed to Disobey?
Well, the focal point for this one is when the music was written, we knew who our singer was, that was not the case with the first record. And we played a little bit of catch up once Tommy joined the band, of making a couple things that were a bit more fitting for him and the sound of the band, where this time around we knew what we were writing for, if that makes sense.
Sure.
So we also kind of took a step back and realized how big the band had gotten and where our fan base really lies. And not that we're kind of people who cater to only what maybe radio wants or something, or to what a certain fan base wants, because we have some fans that are only fans of our extreme heavy stuff. But we tried to find the biggest middle ground possible for everybody. And it seems like we really found this really larger, bigger circle that hits harder and is not as technical yet quite heavy.
That was something with Disobey that kind of surprised me when I finally got the whole record. You hear the singles and, they sound great. They're great songs, obviously. But then you listen to the rest of the record, and there's some, no matter where you lean on the more melodic side or the heavier side, there's some kind of little nugget in there for everybody. And I think you're absolutely right. You kind of cater to a wide swath of people in your fan base.
Yeah, I remember having arguments with the label and also people when we were shopping the record about the song Hear Me Now. Some of the metal labels were like, that song should not be on the album. And I remember disagreeing with them and saying, I want to start this band off from the get-go, letting everyone and everyone know that we will be doing stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
rather than put out this big metal record with nothing on it that's softer, and then, having everyone go, what happened here? I wanted everyone to know kind of who we are out of the gate.
My question then, additionally to that, is, we got those little special nuggets in Disobey. Are we going to get the same kind of thing with Nation?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's... I'd say this song, if my math is correct, I think it's a 12-track or 11-track record, and I'd say there are 5 very, 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 very heavy songs, and there are 2, more ballady ones, and then there's like 3 or 4, 3 like pretty experimental ones for us, where we tried kind of, not heavy, not quite radio stuff, but just a bit different for us, So yeah, it's all over the place, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, and you all come from, different bands and different backgrounds, obviously. And it sounds like a lot of those different textures you brought from those original bands have really kind of, I don't know, it's a weird melding that just absolutely works with you guys.
Yeah, well, when I started the band, I made one major decision about what this was going to be like. And I didn't want to sound anything like my previous band.
Yeah.
So it took me a bit on guitar to try to essentially kind of keep up with the times more and see what like younger kids were doing with guitar, and without trying to be Steve Vai or something. I'm not really a guy who solos Doc Chris solo, but yeah, it was more of like keeping up with the times. And I feel like all the metal that the entire band had been with previously is more of an older traditional style of metal, where I wanted to be a bit more current. So that's kind of like where the guitars and the metal sound kind of came from, me just stepping aside from what I'd done previously and looking to the future of not trying to have that thrash staple on our band, you know?
Well, we've gotten a little bit of a taste from the record so far. We've heard Sober, Crying Game, Killing Me Slowly, and I'll Be There. Is there any kind of surprise in those tracks that haven't been released yet that maybe people can look forward to?
Yeah, you know, there's definitely a couple all-out brutal songs, which people, it's not a surprise, but, you know, that's a deep representation a little bit, except for some of the little bit more experimental stuff, which the Crying Game is kind of right in the middle. You know, it's not exactly heavy, but it's not exactly light.
Right.
I'll Be There is kind of like an aggressive track that has some technicality to it. But mainly, if you remember too, like Disobey, which we kept true on this record, is I definitely did not want to have an album that is just screaming. So, and that's what I liked about Disobey. It's really heavy, but for the most part, it's mostly singing on top of it, and we stuck to that too.
Awesome. Well, we are stoked to hear Nation. I've been looking forward to this since you guys announced it, and since you kind of teased at it earlier this year too. So, been sitting on it for a while. I am excited to hear everything as it rolls out on Friday, man.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. John with Bad Wolves on the Phone. Nation comes out on Friday. Everybody go get that album. It's going to be awesome.
Yes, please. Yes, please. Everyone have a good week.
What's going on? This is Tommy Vex from Bad Wolves. 40 years of rock, Wichita. Happy birthday, T95.